8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us today. Joining us by phone, we have Shane Tucker. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Hey, chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Thank you.
It's good to have you, as always. So, obviously a lot of us are paying attention to this storm track. And, you know, for a good, 6 hours or so on Friday, it looked like it was going to be coming straight at us. But these models shift all over the place in the early going. It now looks most likely to be heading well to our east, going up the Tampa area and then into the, basically the crook of Florida, the Big Bend area. And, you know, we're on the outside of the cone of uncertainty, but that doesn't mean we won't get any effects. What do you guys do to prepare for a storm at the sheriff's office?
Well, you know, anybody that's lived through many of these hurricane seasons knows that these storms can change course on a dime. They can appear to be going one way and totally surprise you. So we have to stay ready. And anytime we have a hurricane season, we're on a heightened alert. And when there's a storm that's even remotely coming this way, we make sure our resources are in place and we're ready to respond to help other folks or to take care of our own community. And we would remind folks to do the same. Even though it doesn't look like this storm is going to directly impact us, folks need to be prepared. Even if this doesn't impact us, we're still not out of hurricane season yet. So we would encourage folks to have your gas and make sure you've got the resources and the plans to deal with a hurricane in the event that we do have one.
And that's kind of a way of life for cops, right? I mean, you have to always be alert for at any moment something can change dramatically. And yet at the same time, you can't be always on high alert or your body runs out of adrenaline. you have to be ready all the time. And even as for staffing, you guys have to be prepared possibly to ramp up and do all that. But, you can't overuse people or you drain the resource and then they're not available for the regular duty. Right. I mean, this is cop way of life.
It sure is. And, we're specifically addressing hurricane preparedness, you're absolutely right. That's just kind of the prevailing wisdom in anybody that is tasked with managing and handling crises. You have to have the resources before the crisis occurs. Otherwise, it's too late to get prepared. So that's what we try to do, and then that's really what we try to encourage everybody to do is just stay prepared for these eventualities. Because with the hurricanes here in the Panhandle of Florida, it's not if, it's when. And we all know that. Any of us that have been here for more than a few years knows that every few years we're going to have a significant hurricane. So it doesn't do anybody any favors by pretending that potentiality doesn't exist.
And of course, even if, and we don't expect this one particularly to be our storm per se, but, it's hitting our neighbors a couple hundred miles to the east, and depending on the severity, they might need police assistance. They might need, intersection control, traffic control, again, depending on how bad it is, which you guys would wind up helping with, right?
Sure, and over the course of my career, we've done that a handful of times. We've traveled. We've traveled to Mississippi. We've traveled to various places in Louisiana, Florida, to assist with hurricanes, just as other agencies have traveled here to help us.
Right.
So even though we don't have a direct impact, we still could very potentially be tasked with a pretty heavy resource burden. Like you mentioned, we just have to be prepared for that.
Anything happen over the last couple of days that we don't already know about in Santa Rosa County?
Andrew, I really get tired of talking about this, but we had another fairly significant domestic violence incident. Fortunately, no one was critically injured, but sure could have been. Yesterday afternoon, our deputies responded to a report of a disturbance at a home here in the Milton area. And the initial information that was given to our dispatcher was that some gunshots had been reported at that residence. Our responding deputies arrived and learned that the altercation started out as a verbal altercation between an adult male and his mother. Evidently, they resided together on the property. And while it was initially verbal, the mother at one point got irate and picked up a metal pipe and swung it at her adult son. He was able to get it from her, but that didn't deter her. She went and located a baseball bat and actually attacked him with that. She was actually able to strike him And fortunately, he was able to get that from her. And when he did, she told him that she was going to get a gun.
Oh, my God.
Evidently, he believed her, so he did the reasonable thing and left. But as he was fleeing from the home, he heard a gunshot coming from the residence. Now, fortunately, he wasn't seriously injured, but he was transported to a local hospital, and his mother was charged with aggravated battery, domestic violence.
Wow.
And it just seems like every week we talk about something along these lines.
Man, and it just, you know, you think of, as you're telling this story, I'm thinking, well, surely she stops there. No. And surely she stops there. No. And, you know, but the pattern we've seen all too many times in domestic situations is, it's people who are not adept at de-escalating or of forgiving or of just taking a pause, taking a breath, taking a walk, doing anything to disentangle themselves from the circumstance. And that's the skill you need. And when you don't have it, I mean, I guess this is what happens. Wow. You guys are also going to be part of an event tomorrow night talking about the opioid crisis in Milton. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually very excited to get a chance to participate in this, and we want to invite the community out. This is a community discussion. It's going to be at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium at 4530 Spikes Way here in Milton. CDAC Behavioral Health is actually sponsoring this and putting this on, and it's about opioids and opioid-related issues as they pertain to our community. So this is going to be a real good event. It's going to feature a panel with law enforcement. I'm going to be on it. I believe the chief of Milton Police Department is going to be on it as well. And there's going to be medical professionals, educational personnel, and I even think Mayor Lindsay is going to be on it. So this will be a real good opportunity for folks to come out and talk to us and ask us questions, give us their input and their insight. So I'm really looking forward. We do this just about every year, and it's always a real informative event for everybody involved.
What time was that again?
It's going to start about 6 o'clock. It's
6 o'clock. From, okay, at the Santa Rosa at the Santa Rosa Auditorium at 4530 Spikes Way.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, yeah,
it's
very
informative.
It's a terrible thing we have to be having this conversation, but it's a very good thing that we are having it, given that we need to be having this conversation. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thank you for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.